Morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about standing firm and different attributes of how God would help us stand firm, what we ought to stand firm in, and how God's Spirit, His Word, His presence enables us to stand. And the overall passage for the week really dealt with the armor of God out of instruction out of Ephesians. And it talks about that when the day of evil comes, that we're able to stand. And after everything, we stand. And the goal of every believer ought to be, after everything, to be standing. As we realize the reward of eternity with God, that we endure the troubles of this world, we endure the discouragement and the hardship and the things that we like, the things that we don't like, we do so with an attitude, with a persistence, with a perseverance that is from God. And today we're going to tackle one of those subjects we've tackled numerous times in our morning devotions in different topics, and the will of God, and talking and praying today about standing firm in the will of God. And as we've discussed, and I've discussed in the times that we have addressed this, that sometimes the difficulty is, well, we throw up our hands and says, well, that's impossible. I don't even know the will of God. I've sought the will of God, and it's still not clear. And many times, as we unwrap that story, it's dealing with decisions of life that, well, are difficult to make, or that we don't want to make. And we struggle with the job that we hold, the person that we marry, the place that we live. And I think there are times that those things are directed by the will of God. I think there are times where God says, it's all good. Choose where you'll live and serve me there. And so it's that discerning spirit that helps us to know is God's will, is His calling in my life to go somewhere specifically. And that's often the case with those who serve as missionaries, whether locally or nationally or internationally. It's that calling of God in their life that says, here is my will for you, go to these people. But it's not a calling that's unique to them when we choose to live with our family in a certain community. God says, here is my will for you, go to those people. And so as I think about standing firm in the will of God, I love what Paul writes to the Colossians. Colossians 4, verse 12, he says, Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. And so Epaphras had come from Colossae to visit Paul, but he was one of them. And so he's sending his greetings. But here's what he's doing while he's with Paul. And I'm guessing it's what he's doing when he's back home. It says, he is always wrestling in prayer for you that you may stand firm in all the will of God. Catch this, mature and fully assured. As I've said before, sometimes we get caught up in the minute details of trying to figure out the will of God when we simply gloss past the billboards that the Bible contains that says this is the will of God. And standing firm in the will of God is best accomplished when not only that we have people like Epaphras in our life, but we are people like Epaphras in the lives of others. He's constantly praying for the people back home so that they may stand firm in the will of God, a standing firm which brings about maturity and assurance. And when those two things grow together, we recognize God's will is that we live a faithful life. The Bible says that we ought to pray for our government leaders, for those in authority, so that we may live a peaceful and quiet life. And we're instructed to do that because God's will is that not only we pray for them, but God's will is that we live a peaceful and quiet life. God's will is that we pray for one another, that we lift up the needs of one another, that we love and care for people. God's will is that no one would perish. But it's still everyone's choice. Just because it's God's will that no one perishes doesn't mean that he throws out the way to Jesus and says, do what you want, it's all okay. No, he says Jesus is the way to the Father. Jesus is the only name under which we must be saved. And so because God's will is that none would perish, and because the only way to not perish is to be clothed in Christ, to be buried with him, to be living with him, we stand firm in the will of God when we continue to walk united with Christ. And we share that good news message with others. We stand firm in Christ through the prayers of others, through our own prayers. And others stand firm in Christ through their prayers and through our prayers for them. Local church body, Deer Run included, have lots of needs. And I know here at Deer Run, we're seeking God's wisdom and his provision in some very significant air conditioning expenses. And praying about how God would have us to give sacrificially, about how he would provide in supernatural ways even. But as great as that need is, I believe the greater need is a congregation that's praying for one another so that they would stand firm in the will of God. All the other stuff falls in line when we're willing as individuals to stand firm in the will of God, when we're willing to listen, when we're willing to obey, when we're willing to put into practice the things of God's Word in the way we treat one another, in the way that we give, in the way that we serve, in the way that we help. And so whether it's financial needs within churches, whether it's personnel needs of volunteers in junior church or volunteers in this ministry or this area of service, those are all important, but I think they all get met when we continually pray that each person stands firm in the will of God. Because the Bible says that God has gifted the individuals within his body with various gifts so that the entire body may be built up and mature, living under the head of Christ. And if each person is standing firm in the will of God, then their part is being accomplished. Then their part is growing and their part is maturing. And the great benefit of praying for one another to stand firm in the will of God is that as we do so, we gain not only that maturity, we gain the assurance that we are with Christ in our daily walk. There are many times I'll encounter people that talk about the end of life and I hope I get to heaven. I hope that's where I'm going. A lot of people live without much degree of assurance because I don't think there are people praying that they would stand firm in the will of God. And I don't think they're putting any effort on their part, at least not much, into standing firm in the will of God. They know God, they know Jesus, at least of them. Kind of like the guys, but they're still satisfied with the life that they're directing. And they lack that assurance, they lack that maturity. It's not that they're unbelievers necessarily. It's not that they're lost necessarily. It's just a need for all of us to continue to grow up, to reach that maturity, that recognition that God's in charge of this too. God's in charge of that too. God's in charge of all that I do. Standing firm in the will of God doesn't happen by accident. It happens by a commitment. A commitment on our part and a commitment on the part of those that pray. And so today, would you spend some time praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to be equipped to be faithful servants, to be mature servants, to be assured servants. And so, God, today I pray that you would help each one of us to take the example of Epaphras to heart, that we would pray for one another, that each person would stand firm in the will of God. And God, I know that there are times that your will contains elements of the mystery of the gospel, the mystery of faith, elements that we're not supposed to know clearly because we're supposed to be obedient by faith. And I know that confuses us and that makes us anxious at times. And God, I pray that you would help us to stand firm in your will by faith. Not through knowledge, not through some spectacular revelation, but through a willingness to take one day at a time, one step at a time, walking with Jesus. And God, today, help us to be mindful of praying for one another, specifically for those within our church congregation that we worship together with. May we consistently pray that each person would stand firm in the faith, stand firm in the will of God, stand firm in their relationship, not only with one another, but with you. And Father, as we pray for one another, may there be those that are praying for us, that we too also stand firm, that we mature, that we live with the assurance that we belong to you, that we are your children, that you love us and care for us, will never leave us nor forsake us, that your promises never fail. So God, today, as we go through life, as we encounter people and we interact in whatever ways that we do, may those encounters be reminders to pray. Reminders for us to stand firm. Reminders to pray that they would stand firm in the will of God. And Father, I pray that you would help us to not get caught up in the details that are a mystery, but that we would be faithful in the clarity of your word in the areas that you make very plain regarding your will for us, regarding your will for the people around us, regarding your will for the church. So God, today, help us to be the body of Christ that you've called us to be, that you've created us to be, the body of Christ that is within your will. Father, thank you for the freedom that we have to use the intellect and the decision-making that you've put within us, but may we consistently submit to your will, especially in those times when our will is different. May you be in charge. And Father, as we pray for one another, as we are prayed for, may we continually lift up Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, so that as we lift him up, that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.